Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen. To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny, one of your hosts, and I wanted to pop on here really quick and let you know that if you're coming into this episode for the first time, we are in the middle of a 5-week mindset series training program. And so if you want to listen to them all and you want to go back to the first one, you can go back to those episodes and start at the beginning. You can listen to this one, whatever you feel guided to do. We are building on each one in a way, so you can go back and listen to the first one. And we do have worksheets for each episode. And so if you want to download the worksheet, which I highly recommend that you do so you can follow along, write in your answers, and help you shift that mindset for your life and business, go to the number 2jholla.com/week3, the number 3. So it's the number 2, the letter J, holla.com/week3. Oh, you know what else I need to tell you? Is that this episode was actually originally recorded on Clubhouse, so you may hear a little bit difference in audio. And if you hear us talking to some people and doing a little bit of a different thing, that's why. And we also have done this whole experience with Bobbi Brinkman, so you'll also hear her voice. You're going to love it. You're going to really get a lot from it, especially this episode. It's like one of my favorite, and we are getting into what's holding you back. Enjoy.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us, for popping in early for a little bit. This is great. You are in week 3. So as a reminder, this is what's holding you back. This is our mindset challenge. This is what we're working on. So Jenny and Jay are leading this room today, y'all. I am popping off for a little bit, but I will be back with you. A prior commitment has caused me to pop over and do something else live somewhere else. But you are in great hands. Jenny and Jade, this was their week anyway. They were leading away. And so they were going to be the ones that were going in and rock this week. And I was going to be just helping them facilitate. Jay, but I will let you get it rolling and going, my friend. And
sweet, sweet, Jenny. Sweet. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to week 3, where we'll be talking about what's holding you back.
Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to chat, and we're going to ask you to go deep, and we're going to ask you some tough questions. And for some of you, some questions will be super easy. And for others of you, those same questions may be super challenging, because what happens is we go through these cycles where we end up getting stuck with something. And sometimes we are afraid to like peek behind the door to see what's holding us back. So we ask you to have an open mind. We ask you to really see if you're able to identify where in your life or business you're showing up with a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. You know, one of the biggest things that you can do to help yourself out when you're doing sessions like this is to really come with a beginner's mind. Sometimes you've heard things before and you've heard them, but the thing is, are you applying them? That's usually where a lot of us get caught, because we know the things, just like health and wellness. We know what we could be doing to have ourselves be healthier, but we're not actually doing it. And it's digging in and unearthing those things and finding out why. And when you peek into the dark places, that's when we're able to have transformation and change. And I'm also going to say too, that there is a difference between learning and transformation. Learning is when you're using your cognitive skills and you're hearing things and you're expanding your knowledge, you're learning something new. When you're transforming, you're actually, once again, applying, embodying, integrating, because once you transform, you never go back to the old you. And in order to do that, it requires some things. Yes, it requires learning, but it also requires community. So that's why we have the chat open. So you can share your ahas, you can share your struggles, you can even connect with other people on the back channel to be accountability partners. If you are ready to transform and grow, you can connect with any of us on stage and inquire about the different coaching opportunities. Like Bobby has BFABO chats, we have private coaching. So there's a lot of ways that can move you forward, and you'll have to feel into what makes sense for you. If you want to actually go on a professional journey, or if you're going to reach out to peers and see if you can hold each other accountable, or if you're going to do it yourself and go through journaling and really go through some things. And all of them are valid and all of them are really good. Jay, is there anything you want to add as we're in the last couple of minutes before we officially get started?
No, I was just going to add, there's a lot of value being presented in all these rooms. And if you recognize, David had a accountability room this morning and he's running a series for the next 5 or 6 weeks. And that's a good place too, to put what you're learning here and still like bounce in some of these other rooms where they're showing, they're talking about like accountability, because I feel coaching is different from accountability. Coaching is more of the guiding, and the accountability is like, basically, you know, if you say you're going to do something, you have that thing there, that person there, that group there. So that's also another good place. And he's doing that every Tuesday. So definitely mark these things on your calendars, because we're definitely kicking the club into high gear, bringing more value. So you all can get out there and create these awesome businesses and create these lives that you want to. And so let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Wedding Pros Club. I am Jay Holla. This is the third week of our mindset series. And Jenny's been like super excited about this one. Like, she's been talking about it ever since we started putting this together. And today we'll be talking about what is holding you back. If you notice, that link up top is a worksheet that you can download and work through with us. If you're driving, you can come back to the replay and download it and work through, or you can download it and just kind of listen. And we have the chat open, so please don't hesitate to hop over there. If something resonates with you, say it. And at the beginning, what do you think, Jen? About 15, 30 minutes, we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to invite some people up on stage.
Yes, and or we're going to just feel into it. Jay and I are both intuitive, and Bobby is as well, so we just feel into the room. We want to be here for you. We want to help you grow. But the intention is for us to do some teaching and leading, but also we're going to feel into it and bring you guys up to share your experience. This is also an opportunity, if everything allows and aligns, that you may be able to get an opportunity to get some on-the-spot hot seat coaching, and we may be able to help you break through something. So let's jump in. The first thing I want to start with here is a quote. The most expensive thing that we can ever own is a closed mind. I'm going to say that again because it's deep. The most expensive thing that we can ever own is a closed mind. Regardless of what you believe about why we're here, how long we're here, what created us, we have this one life. We have this one body to experience in this world. And what comes with the human experience are ups and downs and challenges and, you know, like busy minds and all these things, right? All these things come with the human experience. And a lot of times we find ourselves in periods of life where we're chasing things or we really want things and we are finding ourselves stuck. We're finding ourselves not able to really move forward beyond whatever is holding us back. But the thing is, sometimes the things that are holding us back are not actually the things, like the root things. We may have a lot of surfacey things that we feel like are holding us back. And so the very first question here that we want to dig into is, what is something, and this is on the worksheet, what is something you really want that you've been working on that you haven't achieved yet in your business? Use this space, and Jay, I'll let you expand on that a little bit. Use this space to write down whatever comes to mind first.
Now we have goals. We have things that, you know, we want to achieve. And depending on like environment, upbringing, like whatever it is, some of that can be other people's influence. Some of it can be your personal experience and what you want. And there's no right or wrong answer here. So whatever it is, don't sit and think like, oh, I have to answer this the right way. Or no, I can't say that because no, this is your worksheet. This is your thing. This is not us telling you what you should or shouldn't say. So what have you been working towards that you haven't achieved it? And this is, we're setting this up. This is definitely going to go deeper. So just sit and think. It could be something as I want six figures, you know, I want a better life or whatever, whatever it is that you haven't quote unquote achieved. And I'm doing like the Bobby air quote thing. So whatever you haven't achieved. So that's our first question.
And it's followed up by the next question is, what is something you really want that you've been working on that you haven't achieved yet in your life? The thing is we're all business owners in this room. And it's likely that a lot of it like overlaps, right? Life and business, a lot of it kind of comes together. I know when I was in a corporate job, I was very like specific, like this is my life and this is my business. But coming into your own business, a lot of it can run together. And the thing is I separated them on here. We separated them on here so that you can really think, okay, what's related to business and what's related to life? So an example of something holding you that you haven't achieved yet in your business, like Jay was saying, it could be financial. It could be maybe you want to expand into a new market, or you want to expand into travel, or maybe there's a certain partnership, or there's a certain vendor relationship that you've been really wanting to have or grow into. Maybe it's adding or expanding your services. Maybe it's increasing your prices. And then in your life, maybe some of the things are spending more time with family, going on more vacations, having more free time, having more time to you. Maybe there's something that you've been wanting to achieve in your own life. Maybe you've been wanting to level up your leadership skills and how you show up, your communication skills. There's a lot of things and a lot of opportunities, and I haven't even covered them all because we're all unique individuals with lots of different situations and lots of different things. But the best thing that we can do for ourselves is shine light and bring that self-awareness into the picture so that we can see, okay, and some of this might be really, really obvious, and some of it you may have been like, you know, sweeping under the rug. You're like, yeah, I'll deal with that later. Any and everything is available and an option to write down here, but let's bring light to it. Jay, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, before we go to the next question, Jen, and this is kind of like a one-off coaching thing, I want you all to look at both of those answers and see what connects with life and business and what is the disconnect. Because sometimes the thing we want to achieve in business sometimes conflicts with what we want to achieve in life. And sometimes if we do a little bit of tweaking, they can go hand in hand. But sometimes we have blinders on. It's like either work or life. And Renee said this in a room like last week, but that work-life blending, there is a way that you can blend work and life together. But we're going step by step. So just list those things out and just think, as you look at your list, you look at your answers, wow, this doesn't align, or this totally aligns, or wow, I never really thought about this in either other way. Because you might notice you're a little heavy on the business and lacking in some life things, or a little heavy on the life things and lacking on the business stuff.
And honestly, I feel like that little chat that Jay, you just gave kind of rolls into the next question, which is, what has been holding you back from achieving these things listed above? And maybe what you're noticing is some of what Jay just brought to your awareness. Maybe that's something, because maybe you find that your goals are not really like they're conflicting. Maybe that's something, or maybe it's something completely different. This is the place where you're able to really write down. And I don't know, I'd venture to say, and you guys right over in the chat, I'd venture to say that sometimes these things are super easy for us to list out. Like, you are probably able to list out all the things that you think are holding you back right here on the spot. Well, it's because my kids have a lot going on. Well, it's because I don't have enough money. Well, it's because the pandemic. Well, it's because, I don't know. There's lots of things that could come up. And I'd love to hear in the chat if you guys feel like this specific question was easy. Like, what's been holding you back? Yeah, I can name all these things off. I can name them all off in a second. And possibly these things are attached to our story. What is the story? And think about, what is the story that you have been telling yourself, your spouse, your friends, other colleagues, maybe here in Clubhouse, maybe you're telling the same story over and over and over. Sometimes we don't realize it until we actually realize it. Like, I just realized today, I've been telling the same story for 2 years. And I would have never really admitted to it unless I would have sat down and really realized, oh my God, I'm telling the same story over and over and over and over and over. And you get to the point where you're just sick of it. Jay, is there anything you want to add to this?
No, I completely agree. And what I want to say goes into our next question. Like, and I really, really love this one. out of all the things you've listed, being honest, open, and real with yourself, are these surfacey excuses? Or are they the deeper reason why? And this is actually twofold, Jen, because it kind of goes into, like, we create our reality. It's like that quote, if you think you can or you can't, you're right. Like, so whatever you choose. So if you think, oh, the market is saturated, there's no room for what I want to do. Yes, the market is going to be saturated. The universe, God, whatever philosophy you choose to subscribe to is going to give you that, because that's the reality that you choose to create. And these realities are like, it can be something you've experienced. It's something you experience. So you've created, like Jen said, this story, this narrative, which becomes a whole belief system that, you know, that you're tied into. You're tied into. And just like this question is like, yo, let's get real though. Let's get real. So is you being the only person in your area, is that really an excuse? Or is that why you're not being successful? Is that why you're not doing the things you want to do? Because there's the story about the two shoe salesmen who went to Africa. One guy was like, oh my God, we'll never sell shoes here because no one is wearing shoes. We can't do it. And then the other guy's like, oh my God, nobody's wearing shoes here. We're about to kill it. So like what look at what you listed there and really ask yourself, am I making an excuse for this? Is this a surfacey type of thing? And even if it's surfacey, ask the question, like, I don't feel that I'm the only person in my industry here. Like, I can't succeed because there's no other body or no group or whatever. Ask yourself, why is that important? And once you get to that answer, why is that important? Till you get down to the deeper thing, the deeper reasoning, the deeper why. And once you dig down deeper, you start to look at things different. My job.
Before I expand a little bit on this, I want to know if anybody's brave enough to come up on stage and share maybe an aha you've had at this moment, like saying, you know what? I thought that this was holding me back, and I'm realizing that that's a bit of an excuse, and I know there's a deeper reason. I'm going to throw that out there if anybody's brave enough to come up and share, because when we share, it's what I just did today. We're going through a certification, and we had these little coaching pods, and I shared something that I have not shared with like strangers before. And just putting it out, it unwinded and unraveled a lot of things. So I want to put that out there in case anybody's feeling really brave to share, because by sharing, you help move the energy, the stuck energy, you help inspire others. And if you don't want to come on stage, then feel free to also share in the chat over there. So I'll give that a second before we move on. And I'm going to chat a little bit about this, these deeper reasons. You may not know the deeper reason. You may know the deeper reason. The thing is sometimes we're not willing to admit the deeper reasons. And the deeper reason could be maybe a self-confidence thing. Or it could be something related to your beliefs around business, money, how you should show up in life. Maybe beliefs by society. Maybe it's beliefs by your family. There could be some other things here, a deeper reason. Maybe it goes all the way back to the time that in college, and I, you know, it's like you got up on stage and you shared your paper or something and everybody like laughed at you. And so therefore you don't want to put yourself out there. I mean, this could go back. This could be deeper reasons. It could be something like that, or it could be something like maybe you just don't have the confidence, or maybe you have the confidence in one area, not another area. And the thing is that I've noticed, and I know that we are newer to the wedding industry specifically, but one thing I've noticed, and Jay, I'm pretty sure you've noticed this too, is that here in the wedding industry, everybody is very concerned about how they look and how they put themselves out there because of fear of ridicule or fear of judgment or fear of catty stuff in the industry. Like, I noticed there's a lot of like drama and like, this person did that. Oh my God, this person did this. We feel like we have to maintain a certain image. And I think the deeper questions, like anything else, is just reflecting, you know, is that story holding you back? Is there something deeper here? Sometimes when we're charting a new path or a new road or a new, you know, a line in life or business, and we're the first one, it could be a little challenging because there's no one else who's like, created that system. There's no one else who has shown successfully that they've been able to do that line of work or that line of things. Even with our life, if you guys don't know us, we sold everything and we're nomading around the world. Right now, we're currently in the United States, but like most people in my life have not done that. So I was a trailblazer to do that. And that can be scary when you're doing those things. And those types of things could be tied to the deeper why. All right, Jay, go ahead and move on to the next question.
All right, what have you tried? And if it's everything, we want you to be specific. What have you tried? Don't just give the, I've tried everything. What is everything? Like, list that out. Since that's a simple enough question, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next one too. Like, what are three things you haven't tried? So as in as much space as you can, exhaust that I've tried whatever it is. And then kind of expound. And this is kind of like a definitely deeper question because it's like, what haven't I tried? And sometimes being in these other rooms and hearing these other ideas spark different ideas. So Mark and Renee's room, have you tried a certain type of marketing? Have you tried going a different route? And instead of doing social media stuff, you've tried speaking or getting out in front of a different group or a word of mouth. So really, really sit with that and think, what have I tried? What have I tried? And really, 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 really sit with that. And this could be, I've tried all the conferences. I've tried all the eBooks. I've tried, you know, whatever else there is out there. And if you've tried all these things and you haven't gotten the results or the achievements that you're looking for, I challenge you to do a couple of things. Ask yourself, why do you keep on doing those things? Is it because some great guru said this is the next best thing and you gotta surf this wave before you miss it? Or, and even honestly, this just came to me, is it even something you want to do? Because the big thing right now is social media. You have to do this on social media. You know, TikTok is the big thing right now. You have to post 7.5 times in the ideal time frame. Like, do you really want to even do those things? So like, look at that first question, what have you tried? And I, as you write them down, I want you to ask yourself, do I even enjoy doing this? And if you don't, scratch it out. Because if you don't enjoy doing it, or it doesn't bring you joy or some kind of thing, you're not going to want to do it. And it's going to make building your business and your life that much more of a run uphill, unless you like running uphill.
Which honestly, most people don't. Although some of us overachievers, A-types, think we love running uphill. Because what I've done, what I noticed is I did this little test online and there was like a hard way to solve the problem. There was a medium way to solve the problem. And there was an easy way to solve the problem. And I intentionally picked the hard way because I like wanted to prove that I could do the hard way. And I think there's a time and place for that. But also my aha in that moment was I could have done the easy way and been done with it. And I avoided the easy way because I felt like I had something to prove. I wanted to prove that I knew how to do the hard way. And I wanted to prove to others that I was willing to put in the work. I wanted to prove like that. That's what we're talking about. These types of things where you think about what's the intention behind it? Because there's a time and a place and a space for a challenge where you want to challenge yourself to grow and push yourself outside your comfort zone. But there's also these old habits and behaviors that you do that are serving another purpose or serving another intention.
And like, I think of my situation where my grandfather was like, oh, you got to work hard. You know, you got to go to school. You got to do this. You got to get a good job. You know, you got to bust your ass. And I'm like, why? Like, who says? Especially, you know, growing up when you spent 50 years at a company, corporation or whatever, and then they sent you off with a gold watch. Well, at least they used to send you off with a gold watch. Like, what do you have to show for that? What do you have to show for that? Like, you spent 50, 60, well now, 60, well, with what's going on now, some people will probably be spending 70 plus years at a job that they can't get out of because someone told them, you know, this is what you have to do to survive. They've created that reality. So I'm not going to be successful unless, you know, there's conditions. And this should have been one of our questions too, Jen. There's conditions we put on what success looks like, what a happy family looks like, what a good friendship looks like, what whatever, right? There's conditions, certain conditions that we feel that have to be in place, or, you know what I'm saying, A plus B has to equal C. And it's not like that. If you even think about that, if you sit and think about all the things, I'm not even gonna say all, a couple of the things that you have conditions on, and sit and be like, wow. So I can't be happy unless my business is making six figures and I'm talking to clients every other day. So that means every day that doesn't happen, you're making the choice and decision not to be happy.
So I'm going to share a little story that goes around the what have you tried and the three things you haven't tried that leads into the next question. And I have spent the past, I don't know, 2, 5, 10 years on and off trying all the things. Now, if I talk about business, because this question applies to business and life, and you can write down your answers to both of them. All of them apply to business and life. So I have tried all the things, right? I have tried going to seminars, and like seminars that are like fire hoses where you're sun up to sundown learning things. And I have tried investing tens of thousands of dollars into mentors because I heard someone on stage once say that, you know, you can't expect people to pay you these amounts unless you're willing to pay other people these amounts. I mean, I paid a guy $5,000 a month to coach me because he said his fee was $10,000. And he said, but you know what, for you, I'll do a scholarship. And this is when I want to do professional speaking. He said, for you, I'll do a scholarship. Tell me what you can pay that's a stretch, that's outside your comfort zone, that proves that you want this. And I mean, I was so hungry, I did anything and everything. And you fast forward into, you know, like business stuff. We thought we wanted to do SLO funnels, which are small, tiny offers that are self-liquidating offers. And you put them out online, you build this funnel, and you just sit on the beach and watch back what the dollars come in. Okay, there's another $5,000, $10,000. I've invested in coaches to tell me, okay, here's what's next to do. And I've invested in, we've tried to do all the things. Okay, now go on Facebook and build in the groups. Now go on TikTok because it's hot. Now go on Instagram. I mean, we've tried it all. But the thing for me, at least as it relates to my story, is what are the thing I haven't tried? Listening to me, following my intuition, doing what I want to do, not what everybody else is telling me to do or whatever, hopping on someone's coattail to success because their path to success is so different than my path. And those things can work and they can help and they can get you there for a while. And I'm telling you my journey and my story because it might relate to you. So the thing you haven't tried could be something like doing what I love, listening to me, following my intuition. That could be the thing, or even the challenge that I'm learning and I'm going through right now is I knew go, go, go from corporate, and I am learning how to trust and allow and be in the flow. It could be something like that that has to do with maybe you haven't tried leaning into a new mindset that can expand and help you like skyrocket to the next level. It could be something like that. Or it could be that thing that's been like in the back of your mind kind of going, okay. Which is leading into these things that you're uncovering that you haven't tried. Why haven't you tried them yet?
I want to jump in real quick, and I guarantee I'm not a betting man, but I would put money down. Like when you were talking, one of the first thoughts that probably came to some of your minds was, "Oh, but that's scary. What if that doesn't work? But what if it does? What do you have to lose?" Like honestly. Honestly, if you're in the belief that it's interesting, I use this example when COVID was crazy a couple years ago, when the wedding industry was basically shut down, you still had companies that made money. In those past couple of years, don't quote me, Apple became a $1 trillion company when the world was shut down. Think of that. So that is, anything is possible. If you choose to believe that it's possible. So even that little gut reaction with, oh, what it, well, if I follow the thing that I love, if I follow the intuitive nudges, like, but I've put in so much work already. Does it really matter? Because some of the most successful people out in the world right now has made a ton of money and lost a ton of money. And they get up and they keep on doing it because they have that fire. They have that passion. They don't look for others to tell them how to be successful. They go out there and get it. then go out there and get it. So be open. And that's all we're asking. All of you. We're not asking you to share your worksheets. And if you have to sit with some of this and listen to the replay again and go through the worksheet, but we're asking you to be honest with you. You to be honest with you and openly look at these questions and sit with yourself and ask. You know what? I would say print out the worksheet twice and just ask the questions, just answer them without thinking about them, and then go through again, ask the question, sit with yourself, and then answer it openly and honestly.
So now that we've led, we're on page two here. Now that we've led through and we've helped open up your mind and got you thinking and got your mind turning about all these possibilities, using your growth mindset skills that we've tapped into, list the things that are holding you back. And this is a space that if you've had an aha moment and you realize and you go up and you're like, wow, this is what I thought was holding me back, but this is what is really holding me back. This is that space where, and like Jay said, maybe this comes on round two, or maybe this pops up 24, 48, a week from now, this pops up in the future. But this is the space where you can actually capture, wow, okay, I thought that was holding me back, but this really is. And once again, this ties into, sometimes we get stuck in those stories. We get stuck in the, you know, holding on to the same. I mean, we, being coaches, we have learned to deeply listen and we pay attention without judgment to the behaviors and the stories and the cycles and the words that people are using. And one thing that we notice is that a lot of people tell the same stories over and over and over. We've heard stuff like that in this club. And once again, we don't look at judgment because we do these things too. But the thing is we've been trained and we've gone through hours and hours of coaching and training to be able to help ask these questions like what we're doing here, or we would ask questions and go deeper if we were working one-on-one with you, to be able to help you get past those blocks. What you're doing right now is you're sitting in this mini workshop and you're self-coaching. You're thinking through these things. You're pulling these things out. And the more honest we can be with ourselves, the quicker we can transform, the quicker that we can get to that place that we've been trying to do. So that leads into, what is one thing that you can do today or this week in order to break down one of the barriers you uncovered above? And Jay, I'd love you to talk a little bit about how we help people with like habits and how we help people with new behaviors. So when they pick their thing, how can we help them pick that thing that they'll actually commit to it? So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. And it's interesting, usually around New Year's or, you know, when you've gone through something. I love the going to the doctor, you know, when, and you're going in for your annual physical or checkup or whatever, and he comes back and surprises you and says, oh, you're diabetic. We need to change some things. You know, we have to do this and that. It's drastic as I say it. But it's like, okay, you need to change something, you know, and then the initial thing is that sticker shock. Like, oh my God, like, okay, now I can't eat fast food anymore. I can't do this. I can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. All these things that we want to try to switch, turn off, transform overnight. But here's the thing. Wherever you are at now, however you choose to look at your life, your business, whatever, you did not get there overnight. So you're not going to make that transformation to good, better, best overnight as well. And a lot of times we take on too much at once. And that's where the stress, the overwhelm, the anxiety comes. And we're just like, ah, fuck it. It's too, I can't. I'm burned out. Because we try to do all the things. So one of the many ways we teach, and it's interesting because people come in for one thing and they expect something, you know, that conditioning. Oh, I'm coming in for this. So I expect you to give me this. And like Jen said, she came from a fire hose philosophy. So she's meeting with somebody and she's like, okay, now they're going to turn on the fire hose and give it all to me. And that coach or that mentor says, okay, I want you to not list out your to-do list, because this is what you told me you do. And I want you to think of three major things that need to get done today, not this week, but today, to move your business forward. And you're like, wait, but I thought I'm supposed to be doing all the things. Like, I need to reach out. I need to talk to the people. I need to, no, man, like the steps, these small steps lead to the miles in the journey, but you have to take a step. Think about it. If you try to sprint, and that's what a lot of us do when it comes to goal settings, we set these goals and then we want to sit out and sprint, but sprints are meant to be short-lived. They're a short distance. You can only have so much energy and strength to sprint for so long before you get burned out. So how many of you are trying to sprint right now in your business, in your life? And we're not saying sprinting isn't important, because there's going to be time and places where you're going to have to sprint, but sprinting isn't sustainable. So what we do is we train you to handle that marathon of your life and business. And we do that by asking you to tackle like one thing, not even the one thing. We ask you to be 1% better tomorrow than you were today. So whatever that looks like, being 1% better and not even improving on that. So let's say Monday, yesterday, your thing was, I need to schedule stuff for social media, right? And you plan to do 5 and you did 3, right? And this is your goal. Like, this is the thing that for your particular business or whatever, the step you need to take. All right, I'm going to post 3 times a day for the next week or whatever. So, okay, you didn't do the 3 or 5. So it's Tuesday. Even if you posted 4, you're 1% better. So the next week, and what this does, this starts to create habits. This gives you those quick wins. These create behavior transformations and habits that just become second nature. And it's not something like you have to think about. It's just something that becomes who you are and what you do.
You know, I know that if I was in the audience in this box, I would be writing like 5 things, even though it says 1 thing, I'd be like, well, I need to do all these 5 things. And if you go back to my story from earlier, where I mentioned that, you know, the things I hadn't tried were trusting myself, then the action is practicing trusting yourself. And only you can come up with that. Or if you're working with a coach, if you want to come up here and you want help with that, we can help you break through that and help you come up with some ideas. But like, the question you want to ask is, what are the ways that I can practice trusting myself this week? And brainstorm. And then pick 1 thing that you're willing to commit to. And I know this can be tough for overachievers, because I work with a mental health therapist on some things. And she said, okay, every time you walk through a doorway, I want you to take 3 deep breaths and just feel where you are in this present moment. And it's been tough for me to remember to do, because I'm so used to going. She's helping me to train me to slow down, to be in the present moment, and to feel into my intuition. And so Jay's always like, hey, you just walked through a doorway. Did you breathe? And I can't be like, oh my God, I'm so mad about this. You know, so I can start and say, okay, at least 1 time today, when I walk through that doorway, I'm going to breathe. And I can build up to every time I walk through a doorway. But I just want you guys to really think about what is something like, it's kind of like the one thing. What is the one thing that ends up being like the thing that knocks all the other dominoes down? What is the one thing that you can do, and that you can break it down into such an easy chunk that is easy for you to commit to every day? And if you find, like I did, wow, every doorway, I can't seem to remember that. How can you chunk it down into something that you can commit to, and you can grow on there and apply what Jay was saying with the 1% better? So Jay, do you want to talk about the next section here with some of the 5 people?
Ooh, it's funny. I just looked at the worksheet. I totally skipped that one. All right. So, and I love this because it's so true. Who are the people in your circle? The immediate 5 people, the people that are your go-to people, like who are they? Who are they? And I want you to think about and notice the patterns. Are these people challenging you? Or do you notice when you're venting, complaining, however we want to label that particular word or that action that we do when we're upset, frustrated, overwhelmed, burned out, and anxious about something? Do they accept the invitation to your pity party? Or do they challenge you to look at this differently? Because if you're surrounded with five people who have a fixed mindset, and you're sitting here and you keep on telling this story over and over and over and over and over again, like, are they supporting you? And if these people are supporting that particular thing and they're not pushing you to grow, or you know, the actions that they're taking isn't pushing you to grow, I'm going to challenge you to find a new set of people. This could be good friends. This could be family members. This could be mentors or coaches. You want to be like, if your goal is to be the most badass, successful event planner, photographer, insert whatever you do here, and you're not surrounded by those people, you're going to be where you are. You got to be around people who are going to push you to grow. And that could even mean, we talk a lot about mentors and coaches, and sometimes a mentor coach could be a favorite author that you can constantly consume their information, their content on YouTube or something. You know, it's those people who are going to challenge you to get better. It's those people you see doing something and you're like, okay, I got to step my game up. Because if you're sitting around the same people, you're like, oh my God, I can't get any clients. And your Fabo five, or in this case, the flat five, is like, oh my God, me either. Like, oh, this is so hard. There's no growth there. And years down the line, you're like, why isn't anything happening? I've tried all the things or whatever. No, man, you got to be around people who are going to not only stretch you. If you think about working out, and I know Linda can relate to this. If you think about working out, the only way you get better is overloading your system, not just your muscles, your system. If you want to build endurance, you do exercises that challenge your cardiovascular muscle. When you do that, you get better. But if you just continue to run a mile at 2.5 and you stop and that's your go-to, there's nothing more than that. And a year later, you're like, oh, I can't do anything else. This is it. Man, no, you need a challenge. And you need to be around those people who are going to challenge you. That's why you wanted to jump in, Jen. Sorry.
Well, you got so excited and you basically talked about the next three questions all in one. So the progression here, right? And it's fine because everybody's really smart and they can definitely, they probably were already thinking the same. But the first one is really just capturing right now, who are the five people you spend the majority of your time with? Just capturing that. And sometimes this can be a little bit of an awakening because you're like, oh, wow. Especially when you go into the next question is, are you able to identify any fixed mindsets present with the five people you turn to most for your business and life advice? So for example, and I bet you guys have had a story like this at some point in your life, a friend or a family member. I used to tell my parents stuff about business. Oh, here's what I'm doing. Here's where I'm going. And as much as they wanted to support me, they just didn't get it. And they'd be like, oh, why would you want to do that? Shouldn't you just go get like a regular job? And in that situation, that's definitely more of a fixed mindset. And so there could be somebody who, like Jay said, you know, it's got a ticket to your pity party, and there's a time and space for it, man. When I was in corporate, one of my good friends right now, we would get on these complaining sessions and they would last really long. And we realized like, oh my God, what are we doing? Let's complain for 5 or 10 minutes. We put a time limit on it. We stopped and we moved forward to other things that could help us take our energy and move in a more empowering direction. And now we've both left that job and we're both doing things that we love. And she is one of my five. And when I reach out to her, she will reflect back to me. I remember one time she said, you know, you told me you want to do X 3 months ago. And I see you doing Y, Z, A, B, you're doing everything but X. And so I'm just trying to kind of like understand, like you said you wanted X so bad, you're not doing anything towards X. Like, how can I help you get towards X? And I was like, oh, shoot. Like, she was able to point out something, but also help me realize that I was staying in a fixed mindset. And I wasn't progressing towards and having that growth mindset and finding ways to make that goal work. And so it's identifying if there's anybody in your Fab 05, you know, if the five people that you listed out aren't ready to grow, and if there's anybody you list out who has a fixed mindset, Are you ready, able, and willing to find a new Fab 05? And this is what Jay was talking about, what he did such a great job really breaking down. And recognize and realize that you can still have your friendships. And as you guys know, you just figure out what you tell certain people and who you can lean on and who you can help grow. For myself, I think back to when I was in Tampa Bay and I was doing a ton of networking and I was doing the whole fire hose thing with seminars. I mean, I had a lot of really amazing people in my life that were helping me grow and helping me keep accountable. And I'm going, even now, right? Even now with all the coaching and all the things that we do and all the personal development. I mean, yes, we're up here on the stage teaching this, but we also have our own things we go through too. We're not like immune to all of this stuff. Even when I was working on these questions with Jay and Bobby, I was asking myself these things going, well, who's my five? Is it time to really find some new mentors, coaches, people? I mean, I was asking myself these same questions, and these are good checks to really lean into, especially with the whole idea and concept of today's class is what's holding you back. And we talked about stories, and we talked about cycling through stories, and we talked about mindsets and fixed mindset. All of these things play in. It could be one thing that unlocks everything. It could be a series of things that unlocks everything. But also trusting and knowing that it could happen as quick as right now, but also being patient and knowing that this may be something that you're meant to go through, as shitty as it can be. I know sometimes these things can suck when we're stuck. When we're stuck in these mindsets, it can freaking suck. And you're like, just get me out of it. You know, but that's where the work comes in. That's where the practice comes in. That's where you're applying the things that we go through today. That's where you're taking the baby steps. That's where you're, you know, walking through the doors and breathing three times, even though everything inside of you is like, how on earth is this helping me? I need to be posting on social media or whatever. Right there, what I just demonstrated, that's a limiting belief right there. Believing that the only way I can be successful is by posting on social media versus trusting what the person I hired to take me through is teaching me a powerful skill that's going to help me transform. All of these things, all of this plays in. So the final question is, write down one action you're going to commit to taking this week. And I know we talked about this up again, like, hey, what is one thing you can do this week? I and Bobby and Jay wanted to leave you with this like last thought, like, okay, what is the thing I'm going to commit to? What is that thing that you are willing to commit to? And these, I want to see these in the chat. I want to see you come up on stage and share these. Put these out in the universe, what you are literally going to commit to taking action this week. And these are the things that you can use in David's room next week with accountability. Put them out here in the chat. Come up here and share them. Speak your words. Your words are powerful. Your story is powerful. Like Bobby says, come up on stage and share. And then go to David's room next Tuesday, and you can use that for accountability. Reach out to us. You can use us for accountability. We want you to make these changes and these lasting transformations. But the thing is we can't do it for you. You have to be willing to do the work. And that may sound so obvious, but you'd be surprised at how many people don't realize that that is the key that will unlock everything. So we've got Alex sharing, I'm going to commit to start painting our first product line this week and next week. Ooh, I got really excited reading that. I'm super excited for you, Alex. That sounds amazing. I definitely would love to see as you do that and you actually put that into play. Share that in the Facebook group for Wedding Pros. We would love to see that and cheer you on because that sounds amazing.
While we're waiting for the bravery, I wanted to touch back on your five, you know, because I think about the five closest people like I have. And for me, I'm very selective with who I share my energy with. So the people, my five have been like in my life for years. So there's a lot of history. We know the ups and downs, the in-betweens, right? So those moments I have doubts or whatever, even when I don't openly say it, because I'm an avid believer in, if you're feeling stressed or whatever, you shouldn't bottle that in. Go out and say it for whatever reason, you know? And sometimes those other people will let you know and remind you. this is what like my best friend does like every time. Because I have those moments too. Have those moments where I wake up and I'm like, yo, is this really it? Is this the path? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And it might come up in mid-conversation. And the first thing he'll say is, okay, you got it out. What are you going to do about it? Right? Not like, oh man, yeah, that sucks. Like, no, what are you going to do with that? It's out. You put it out there. Now what's the solution? What are you going to do different? How are you going to solve it? And that's what I'm talking about. Like the people who are challenging not only you to be a better you, but they're challenging your old beliefs and your old belief system. Because a lot of the stuff that we're still stepping into every day is outdated programming. How many of you have a computer system that you're still running an operating system from 98 on? If you are, you notice the computer might crash a lot of times, if it'll even boot up. And when you're trying to open anything, it doesn't work because the operating system can't handle the updated information. So you got to update your operating system, aka your belief system, aka your reality, aka your map of the world, how you have viewed things in the past. And if how you view things isn't harming you, keep at it. But if your belief system is limiting your opportunities, it's limiting your success, it's limiting where you want to go as a person, as an individual, as a spouse, as a whoever, as a business owner, it's time to download that new operating system. And yeah, there's going to be learning curves. There's going to be a little frustration, but things will start to move so more fluently and in flow. What you're struggling at, the friction, the why isn't this working? There won't be any of that. Well, okay, there might be a little bit of that, but you'll be equipped with the tools to step into that in full confidence, you know, in full belief. And when limiting beliefs do arise, because we're not up here telling you like, oh, you're going to master a limiting belief. Nah, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. What we are telling you, the things that you're learning in this mini series, the things that you're learning in some of these other rooms are equipping you with the tools to crush those limiting beliefs. But here's the thing. Yeah, we're sitting here, we're dropping this education, right? And you guys go away, you feel hyped, like, oh my God, that was so good. I have this worksheet. But you know, you can't buy a new set of Stanley tools and expect the house to be built just because you bought the tools. You got to pull the tools out the toolbox and you actually use them. So this is what we're doing. We're equipping you with a kick-ass toolbox to build the business house, the personal house of your dreams. But you got to use the tools.
We have literally been taking you through a simple four-step process that we have in our business called the 360-degree living approach. The thing that you have been doing in here is self-awareness, right? We're becoming aware of what we're doing. The official first step is get mad. And yes, it means get mad because you're ready to make a change, right? You're sick of being held back, but it's also make a decision. You're choosing to change the circumstance in your life.
Also motivated and determined.
Yes, motivated and determined. The next one is be raw, ready, able, and willing. Sometimes we think we're ready to make a change. We feel like we're able, but a lot of times we're not willing. And a lot of times too, if we're talking about what's holding you back, this ties into the willing. Because are you willing to let go of this thing that has been serving you? This story that's been serving you, this thing, whatever it is, right? Are you willing to let go of that? Are you willing to take the steps and move forward? Or are you still tied into the old beliefs? The third step is get fit, which is focus intentionally on transformation. And this is what we're talking about, where you say, what is that one thing that I'm going to commit to this week? And then the last one is F it, exhibiting freedom and flow. This is where you're flowing. And like Jay said, like, you're not going to just squash limiting beliefs, do this once and squash it for the rest of your life. You will go through this process and then you'll have an awareness and you'll go through it again. But the thing is, now you have the tools in the toolbox Bobby, what do you think about all that?
The reason that I love it, yes. And the reason that I love it is because we're asking you to take action. We're asking you to answer that question, what's holding you back? And you can carry that on to why. What am I going to do about that? It's always about, on week one and two, we told you to go from fixed to growth. We told you to reframe questions. We told you to dive in. And as we move forward into this series, you know, and we carry on, if you look at the steps that we're asking you to take, you can dive deep into yourself and the possibility of changing your mindset. A better business starts with a better you. And why we're in the Wedding Pros Club, we're talking about this being business oriented. But I want you all to remember that Jenny and Jay and I are asking you, we're asking you, what do you want for yourself? What do you want to see? Where do you want to go? Who do you? We want you to be. That means be more, be curious, be inquisitive, but above all, be intentional. And they've taught you today through the series of questions that you can be intentional. And when you sit down and intentionally answer the questions at any of our worksheets, you're going to get some answers. So now, Jay, I bring it back to you. What do they do with those answers if they're still misunderstood or they're still not finding clarity? What's some of the next steps they can take from the issues that you, from the situation that you and Jenny just shared, those steps to take? But if they're writing down, I can't, what do we need them to do besides coming back next week? What do they need to do before they get there?
Well, for one, if you're still writing, I can't, I want you to like really look at that, because anything is possible. Anything is possible. I have stories, personal stories of being visually impaired. And, you know, when people told me, I didn't even say this, people told me, well, you won't be able to because. So luckily, even then, though, I was surrounded by friends and family who didn't let me use that as a limiting belief or, you know, a crutch. And you can do anything you choose to do. And it's like looking at that question, I can't. Well, why can't you? And I want you to dissect that question, like start there and list out what are all the reasons you believe you can't accomplish whatever it is you said you wanted to do. And then look at those. And on the other side, write all the reasons you can achieve all those things. And if you're still struggling, it might be time to reach out to a coach or a mentor.
Right. And just those words alone, y'all, I can't and impossible, have the words I can and I am possible. That's not a fluke. That's how you read and talk to yourself and set your mindset up. Next week, we're going to talk to you about the one person you should compare yourself to and why. We're going to dive into those. And those questions are going to go a little bit deeper so that when we get to week five, you're going to have 5 weeks of a good series of questions that you are going to start looking at yourself differently. You're going to start looking at your business differently, and you will see movement. Even if you didn't go out and physically try to take some actions, I guarantee, and I'll challenge you, that you are sitting around outside doing something. You went for a drive somewhere. You might have been sitting getting ready to take a conversation or to get on a Zoom, and you thought about one of the questions that was asked. You're already shifting from fixed mindset to growth mindset. You're already shifting to the, I'm what's holding me back. I'm the roadblock. Why can't I get past this? I remember when Jay asked this question. I remember when Jenny read off that worksheet, and it's how you're asking your question. So for the next week, and you work on this worksheet, get ready to come back next week. And remember, the one person you should compare yourself to and why, that's going to happen on the 24th at 2:00 here. And I do promise to be here for that one. And this is what we need to do. You need to commit, right? You need to commit to coming and showing up. You're going to get where you need to go, but you're going to do it because you're driving your bus. We are just pushing you from behind. We're pulling you from the front. We might be putting some fuel in your gas tank, but y'all are driving your bus, your personal bus and your business bus. Jenny?
I'm excited for all of you because what we have put together in this 5-week series is transformational, if you will allow it. And I mean that. And I mean that because I know a lot of times we can go to these events and blame the events or the content or whatever for not working. I mean, I've gone to coaches and I'm like, that coach didn't work. Nah, it was on me. It's like what Bobby just said. A lot of times it's us who are holding ourselves back. Now, roadblocks could be in business where maybe you're unable to get to a decision maker. So now how can you, you know, leverage your network to be able to open the door to that decision maker? That's a whole nother roadblock, right? That's something that you can be resourceful and you can open doors. But a lot of times it's us. It's us. And the transformation is here for you to step into and have. Bobby?
And the easiest thing that you all as business owners, you're probably saying, if I'm holding myself back, or this particular, because I don't have a studio space, or my bank account. Because when we get into a relationship and understand money, the relationship with money, the abundance will flow because we understand the relationship, right? So whatever that is that's holding you back. Lots of times we say, okay, well, I'm just going to go to the end and figure out the result. And you, for those who heard me speak, you've heard me speak on what's the end result. I often ask, what's your end goal? But it doesn't mean you start there, right? You can't start in the middle. And you can't go back to the beginning, but you can start exactly where you are now. And you're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised that in that time of asking yourself, this is where I am, meet me where I am. Our role, Jenny J and I, is to help you see where you are now. Okay. We're not afraid to talk about, you know, this is what it took to get here. And there's so many speakers and industry leaders and coaches that tell you what they're doing, what all they did, what I'm doing this now, I'm doing this here, but they're failing to tell you the steps they took to get here because everybody's path is still moving forward. You appreciate where you've been, you respect where you are now, and you have the vision for going forward. So what's holding you back from getting there? Because that is key. Because if you take one step at a time, bit by bit, bite by bite, checklist by checklist, you're going to get there faster with minimum struggles. And that's the part of the question and why week three was so important. What's holding you back? And if you're brave enough to say you, and you're brave enough to say, I'm in my own way, I applaud you for recognizing that. Now let's get you to the next level. Let's get you to the next step. When you're ready. When you're ready. Right, Jay?
Yeah, because you have to be ready. And a lot of, we go through a lot. We know. We talk about a lot. But if you notice, if you listen, if you hear, we're passionate about this. We're super passionate. But we also understand that it might not be your season for all this. You might not be ready. And that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. If you're not.
We talked about that last week. Remember, we talked about leaning into your season because you're in a, we're in the Wedding Industry Pros Club again. We're all waiting for clients. Trust me when I tell you that there are so many people out there. There are so many clients that are waiting for you. They just don't know that they need you. They don't know that you're ready for them. You have to start believing in yourself. Get ready to tell the world to share with your gifts. There are so many people out there that want to work with you. You just don't know yet because you're not asking the question. You're not saying, I'm here to serve you. This is what I do because a roadblock's in your way. That's mindset, my friends. That's mindset. Jenny?
I mean, we could do a whole nother room on asking empowering questions and asking questions that help open up doors for you because you could even be asking limiting belief questions that are keeping you stuck. I mean, we could do a whole nother room on that. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to just leave you with this worksheet today. We're going to leave you with the ahas that you have. We would love for you guys to reach out to us. Let us know. Keep us in the loop of your journey. Let us know if we can support you. You can also use the Facebook group. You can share what you learned and how much you loved this session today. That would be very helpful. That way we can help impact even more pros in this industry and small business owners because you guys know that if we are able to lift ourselves up, that that creates a ripple effect that changes the world.
Exactly. We're all born for an impact. We're all doing that. So join us next week right here, March 24th, 2 p.m. Eastern time. The one person you should compare yourself to and why. We can't wait to see you. Thank you all. Remember, the replay is available. hold on to this replay. Put us in your ear if you need some motivation. Put us in your ear. Our websites are on the bottom here. You know how to reach us if you need something. Get ready. As I mentioned early on, we're going to build a group coaching program around this. We're going to have we have at least like an 8-week series getting ready to come up, and we're going to get ready to offer that by the time we wrap up our week 5. And we're going to have a special for our Clubhouse friends to come, because we want to go on Zoom with you. We want to deep dive a little bit further. That's why this course, that's why this series was made. You all just get to see it before we launch it out and put it out there. We know that this helps. This will be live in person at a couple workshops. I see Kathy down here. We're getting ready to come to Cincinnati a little bit later on in July with a workshop. So stay tuned for those things. But when we get done with this series, we're moving it into a small group. And I mean small group because we want to dive in with you all a little bit further for about 6 or 8 weeks. And we hope you find the time for that investment of your time and to put back into yourself. So we will see you next week on the March 24th. Until then, we're here for you, my friends. Go out. Be exactly who you are supposed to be. Appreciate and embrace where you are. And embrace what makes you fabo, right? Holla out and let everybody know that you're here. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Holla.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.